Dear people of God, greetings and welcome to another day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad as we listen to His word in this podcast, Believers on Board. The scripture reading comes from Job 16, 11 to 17. I was living in peace, but God took me by the throat and battered me and crushed me. I read that from Job 16, 12a. Battered into pieces. Battered into pieces. I was living in peace, but God took me by the throat and battered me and crushed me. The person who is speaking and uttering these words is Job, and he was doing this during his troubled times. At a certain period of his life, he did not even live in peace, but also lived in wealth and affluence, being the richest man in the East, as the Bible says. He owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 1,000 herd of cattle, and 500 donkeys. Wow! That was a real wealthy cattle farmer. If you were to sell all these animals into cash value, Job will still be a rich man even today. With that, one would live in peace as well as take care of the family and relatives who lean on you for financial reasons. We are told that at the family level, God blessed Job with 10 children, 7 sons, and 3 daughters. He had a large number of servants who attended to him, his wife, and children. Thus, when the man refers to his past and says, "I was living in peace," I can understand what he means. And you can understand him too. Given the cattle and the people who surrounded him, Job was living in peace and at the top of life during his time. Only the very rich of our times have servants, probably not in large numbers as those of the character in our story. Looking at the material things enumerated in the preceding paragraphs, the wealth which Job had, we may rush to the conclusion that he was enjoying just worldly peace, that which comes from materialism. No, that would not be fair to Job, for he worshipped God and was faithful to him. This gentleman was a good man who was careful not to do anything evil. Thus, he was really living in peace, the peace that God offers. In effect, Job combined riches in material things and riches in spiritual things. He was indeed a rare species of a human being. Many people rich in worldly things don't give a damn about spiritual things. They don't care about God and the church. They focus on their self-sufficiency and continue to make more and more money. But that was not the case with Job. He combined spirituality and materialism in the most admirable way. The life of Job before problems came is the life each one of us would like to live. That is, a life that is very spiritually healthy to the extent that God Almighty has no complaint about your relationship with Him. And secondly, you have all the material things that make you comfortable and adequately provide for members of your family and maybe the community. In that state, you satisfy both God and man and live in such a way that you do not experience hardship or suffering of any kind. Body and soul are nurtured fully, and your state of mind is that of contentment. Unfortunately, after some time, Job was broken, he was shaken, he was battered into pieces. By whom? Will be the obvious question. Of course, by God. What wrong did good Job do to God? Nothing. Really? Oh yes, nothing. Then God must be wrong somehow. Why did he seize Job by the throat and battered him into pieces? He did that to test the faith of the good man. God was interested in finding out if Job's devotion was fake or genuine, deep or superficial. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7 says, believers must suffer many kinds of trials for a while. Why? Because their purpose is to prove that your faith is genuine. God often tests those who are faithful to him. He may be testing you right now through that problem which you are facing. That sickness you have may be a test from God. Those stubborn children, that ungrateful friend of yours, your unfaithful spouse, and that financial hardship may be tests from God. Some of the odds we face in this life are tests from God to see the depth of our devotion and commitment. In fact, some of the tests are very painful. That is not to say that every test or temptation we have comes from God. Not at all. Of course, people can test you, and the devil can tempt you. But God sometimes shakes us from peace into pieces. And if we remain faithful to him under the shake-up, he toughens us and begs us well to face the wiles of the devil. Later on, he rewards us abundantly when, like Job, we pass the tests. May we never fail God. May we never fail God's tests. And may he never test us beyond our power and ability to endure. Amen. Has God ever broken you into pieces for no good reason? Have you ever experienced some personal tragedies that make you question God's goodness? If yes, thank God you endured. But if not, wait for them. Your own time is coming. Search your life and that of your family right now. If God is testing you right now, pray that you may not fail the test by his grace. I am Achoa Umene. Thanks for listening, and God bless and keep you.